Despite Pyongyang's denials, who carried out the elaborate murder plot has never been in doubt. But there have been questions about why. Kim Jong-nam was a shadowy figure when he was killed, a longtime resident of Macau with connections to the casino industry and no apparent threat to his half-brother. Now the Wall Street Journal cites an unnamed source for its report that Kim Jong-nam traveled to Malaysia in 2017 to meet his CIA contact. As he waited to board a plane back to Macau, two women smeared his face with the banned nerve agent VX. In her new book, The Great Successor, Anne Fifield, the Beijing bureau chief of The Washington Post, writes that on Kim's last visit to Kuala Lumpur, security camera footage showed him in a hotel elevator with an Asian-looking man said to be an American intelligence agent. Kim's backpack contained $120,000 cash. The Wall Street Journal cited American officials who said Kim was almost certainly in contact with Chinese intelligence as well, but doubted the value of his information. In a separate story, a South Korean NGO interviewed 610 North Korean defectors who identified 318 sites where the North Korean government carried out public executions, most by firing squad, some by hanging. According to the Transitional Justice Working Group, crowds of 1,000 or more witnessed executions for crimes ranging from stealing a cow to watching South Korean TV. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.